This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
All right, we're going to do our final Sopranos report of the year. The Sopranos, the last episode was last night. And on the line with us from Chatsworth, California, is R.C. Collins. We're going to talk about the Sopranos' final episode. A couple of things were resolved, and some other things remain strangely unchanged. And then we're going to take your phone calls at 1-800-449-8686 to tell us how you think the whole thing is shaken out. I talked to some of you guys on Friday. You thought that the whole crew was going to get gunned down. A bunch of bull crap. So, you know, call in and tell us how you were full of crap. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. All of you proud Italian Americans. Now, I'm joking. Now, here is R.C. Collins. R.C.?
Yeah, Phil. Really eventful Sopranos report that we have today.
Well, the first thing we know that happened on the show last night, Jackie Jr. got whacked.
Jackie Jr. took it in the back of the head from the fat guy that works for Ralphie. And
now, do you believe that Ralphie did that because he was pushed into it by Tony, or how do you think that whole thing went down?
Ralphie asked Tony if he could give the kid a pass. And Tony said to Ralphie, hey, whatever you think is best, you go ahead and do it, and I'll make sure that the crew respects you. But I think that Ralphie didn't really believe that.
Well, let's look at the evidence here. Tony knows that what Ralphie's really got to do is do it mafia style. He's got to kill him, but he doesn't want to be the guy to give the order, if you will, right?
Yeah. So he made what?
All right, I don't know what I just said. You're the guy that you're giving the report. What am I supposed to do? Make it work out here, man? I don't. What do you want to say?
Jesus, listen, you sound like one of those Italians you talk about.
Well, you come on here, man, and I got to interpret everything you say. So what do you think happened?
I think Jackie got whacked.
Who gave the order?
Ralphie.
Why?
Because he shot up his card game.
Something as simple as that.
Well, I mean, you know, yeah.
Okay. Next order of business. Jesus.
Well, that's what you...
Yeah, okay. Next order of business. Jackie's croaked. Ralphie, a dirtbag that earns, is someone, it seems, that Tony must respect.
Yeah. Well, that's the whole thing. Tony doesn't like Ralphie, but he earns, as Ralphie said in one show, Phil, with three hands. However, this Esplanade deal, which was some big labor thing that Ralphie made $3 million for the Soprano family on, Tony's cut of that, by the way, about $300,000, apparently, New York didn't look favorably on that.
That guy Carmine said he didn't dig it.
Well, yeah, but Johnny Sachs said that.
Yeah, Johnny Sachs said Carmine didn't dig that.
Right. So there's a little bit of a, you know, that's kind of a problem maybe, and maybe that'll give Tony the in to have Ralphie whacked. And then after Ralphie gets whacked, Tony can whack Johnny Sachs, because Johnny was sticking his beak in, and then he could have a general whack-off.
Okay, any more of that crap, you're off. You understand? Do you understand me?
Yeah.
Okay. And hit the music. All right, go ahead. What next?
No sign of the Russian that Paulie and Michael were just supposed to get money from, and it wound up that they had to kill this guy, and now he's escaped with maybe a bullet in his head. By the way, Phil, interesting side note to The Sopranos. On the website, they voted for the most popular line from a Sopranos episode this year.
Right, I saw that. What won?
Well, let me tell you what came in second. This got 22% of the vote. It was uttered by Silvio in one of the episodes. He said, she's so fat, her blood type is Ragu.
That's pretty good. What won?
The one that won came from two episodes ago. You remember that Russian had fought in Chechnya for the Interior Ministry.
Right.
Well, somehow Polly got that all screwed up, and he told Michael that the guy had killed 16 Czechoslovakians and that he was an interior decorator. So, yeah.
I think that's very funny.
Yeah, great.
Well, it's...
I think the Ragu thing's funnier, but...
Okay, fine. Me, And you said Michael, by the way. It's Christopher.
Oh, yeah. I keep thinking of the actor that plays him, Michael, can't remember the last name.
Imperioli.
Okay, I thought that was a margarine.
What?
I thought that was a margarine.
Turn off the music. Michael Imperioli's the actor's name. What do you mean you thought that was a margarine?
That's the thing that the guy...
Do you even know who's on this show?
Yeah, Tony Soprano.
Who's the actor that plays him?
Gandalf.
Gandalf. You mean Gandalf the Wizard? Is that the cat that plays him?
I don't know. James Gandalf.
Gandolfini.
Yeah, that's right. Those Italians got the
vowel at the last, at the end. Yeah, okay. Who plays... what's the guy that was with Christopher?
Paulie Walnuts.
Okay. And who was with Paulie Walnuts?
Michael.
Okay. Now, you mean Christopher?
Right, the guy with the margarine last name.
You know something, man? I'm going to hang up and I'm going to move on.
Let me just do one more.
Go ahead.
AJ was going to go to military academy, and in his military uniform, he looked at himself and he started to cry, and he had what I thought was the funniest line of the season. But they didn't allow it because the voting was over.
What did he say?
He looked in the mirror at his military uniform and he said, "I look like the world's biggest jerk-off."
Yeah, that's R.C. Collins, the world's biggest jerk-off. That's our R.C. Collins Sopranos Report, 1-800-449-8686. We'll take your phone calls on last night's show, because I'm going to talk about it, because that's all I feel like talking about for the next hour. And if we don't get any calls, then I'm just going to talk about The Sopranos by myself. Maybe I'll make up a voice to talk about it with me.
I thought that's what I was doing.
Just shut up. All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I don't know why I thought that this might be a truly offensive topic for an hour. Not that we're going to do it, but it's, what's better, Italian food or Mexican food? Give us a call. You know, in other words, it really is the two best foods that we have in the United States, Mexican and Italian food. There's no other food that comes close, but it kind of plays into what that clown was saying last hour about, well, hey, you know, that's what they do. Either you're in the mafia or you make sauce. But is there anything that comes close to Mexican food or Italian food? Nothing. Nothing. Don't tell me about, ooh, well, you know, Middle Eastern. No, 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 no. Let me tell you something. Pickled limes? What's that all about? And lamb? Lamb? Those things, they eat crap. They eat, this, who? Goat? Lamb? Get out of here. What about, and then Mike says, what about traditional American fare? Like what? Hot dogs? See, Italian you can eat every night because there's always a different thing. What stuff are you going to eat American that's different every night? Oh, okay, I'll have a hot dog, then I'll have a hamburger, then I'll have another hot dog, then I'll have another hamburger, then I know I'll have a bacon cheeseburger, and then I'll have a kraut dog. Wait a second, that's German. Well, maybe not. I don't know. American food is good in limited amounts, you know. But what is, there is no American food. There is only... Like, go to Dodger Stadium. Go to a ballpark. What are you getting now? You're getting sushi. You can go up and get a kraut dog. You can go and get kielbasa. You can get brats. Brats ain't no American thing. That's kraut. It's German, I should say. All right, here is, we're talking about The Sopranos. Chris, hi, you're on The Phil Henry Show.
Phil, what did you think of the show? Did you dig it?
I thought it was very good, yeah. I thought it was excellent. I thought it was outstanding. For me, there's always not enough of the crew. There's too much AJ and Meadow stuff.
Exactly.
But that's because I'm a guy. And I like, though, I have to remember what the show is. The show is about this man who is having to balance family, both this sort of this strange professional world and his own personal life.
Well, I thought it was a good show, but I didn't think it was a great season ender. You know, there wasn't any cliffhangers except AJ's going to turn out just like his dad and Meadow's ticked off again.
Well, you still got the Russian. You still got Gloria. you didn't see it in that episode, and you had to have been watching. That's where they blew it. That's a really good point. The producers blew it in that if there was a tune-in factor of people who'd never seen the show before, they didn't get the Russian thing. They didn't get the Gloria thing.
Right. And if I got to hang around till March again for it to come back out, I'm going to be really ticked off.
April.
I mean, that was ridiculous.
April now, so you're really going to be
pissed.
You're
kidding me.
No,
a whole year.
Kill yourself now. Or find an Italian to do it for you. Okay,
thanks,
buddy.
Phil.
Thanks. 1-800-449-8686. Is it Ellie?
Yes.
Hi, Ellie. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Welcome to our show.
Oh, thank you. I love it. Mm. It's wonderful. You're a very talented person.
Mm-hmm. Just took a swig of wine, and I'm ready to go.
I'm sorry?
I just took a swig of wine, red wine.
Oh,
I'm drinking wine.
You're not supposed to do that on
I'm drinking
on
Cabernet.
Watchers.
Yeah, on Weight Watchers. You know, it's a glass of wine. And by the way, I'm not drinking wine for all of you people who are going to run to the phone and go, now I've got him. He's drinking. It's Coke, Diet Coke. Weight Watchers is 2 points per glass of booze, so whatever.
Congratulations on your weight loss.
Thank you. 228 pounds.
I know. I heard.
I've been stuck at that for 2 weeks, so this week I'm really making the effort.
Yeah, well, you'll get there.
Thanks.
How much
do you weigh? I'm just joking.
I'm normal. I'm normal.
For Miami.
Exactly.
Okay, that's
about Cuban descent.
So that's about 150 pounds.
Exactly.
Oh, hey, not a problem with me. Go ahead, Ellie. So what?
I was very disappointed.
Really?
I really was. I expected so much more, but what I figured they did was they left a lot of things ready, and you know, for next season, like the FBI woman.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
Talking with Adriana in the store, so you know that something's going to happen there.
Yes.
The Russian, what happened to the Russian?
But again, anybody tuning in just for the episode last night is going to know that there even is a Russian.
Right, but who the hell's going to tune in to the last episode? You know
it's
what I mean?
It's true. It's so true. Just some jerk who like, oh, I guess I better watch it. Yeah.
Because of all the hoopla.
The hype, yeah.
Yeah, and you know, but I really believe that it was kind of ironic.
Let me ask you the big, what was ironic?
The fact that the season started with the mom's funeral and it ended with Jackie Jr.'s funeral, so they kind of made like a little of irony there.
It's interesting that, I don't know if is that irony or is that sort of the cyclical, is that just great story arcing maybe? But you know what? You could be right. It could be irony, Ellie. Let's call it irony. I was very happy to see that character die. I don't want to see the actor die. He's a good actor.
I would have preferred to see Ralphie die.
It's surprising that they did let him because you're a young woman, and I would imagine they had that character because he's attractive and
Mike, he's repulsive.
Yeah. He's repulsive?
Oh, yes. When he beat up that prostitute?
No. Jackie Jr.
Oh, yeah, but he's a punk.
He's just a punk face.
Yeah, no, he's a punk. I could care less for him. Listen, Mr. Henry, I want to let you know that one of my favorite characters that you do is Bobby
Dooley.
Yes, and the first time I heard you, the very, very first time I caught you was like over a year ago, and you were doing Bobby Dooley was talking, arguing about the cats in the neighborhood that they were sluts.
Yeah, that they were screwing. Yeah.
Oh my God, I went crazy. I didn't know what the hell it was, and I was like, this can't be real. And then I caught on, and I've been listening to you since.
Well, there you go.
Let me tell you something. You know how you caught me?
Huh.
You were you had Raul Escobar.
Yeah.
As one of the representatives for the Cuban community here.
Ramon Escobar.
I was outraged.
Ruben Ramon Escobar. Yeah,
I was outraged. I was like, who the hell is that guy? What is he saying?
Well, he was saying,
the alien.
Yeah, Ruben Ramon Escobar was the number one anti-Castro fighter in
Miami.
And
then we got to stick it to him. We got to stick it to him. What's the kid's name? Oh, Elian. You had me on the floor, but I was so upset. I was like, what the hell is this guy talking about? But anyway, Bobby's definitely my favorite character.
Okay, Ellie.
And
thanks.
I think you're very talented.
Well, thanks
and
for
let's
calling.
Hope that it's a better season next year, at least, you know, the beginning.
God, you guys hated that show last night. Okay, Ellie, thanks.
Yeah.
All right, bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.
Bye. Wow. Well, okay. 1-800-449-8686. Yeah, I wish that there was more crap. The Russian thing would have been awesome for them to come back and maybe just, like, shoot. Now, Paulie, there's another guy. He is showing signs of disloyalty because of Ralphie, because Tony needs to be, somehow he needs to keep Ralphie respected. Tony knows he's got to keep Ralphie around. He's not, if he does anything to Ralphie, it's going to be bad on Tony. So Tony's got to keep that guy around and, you know. And that means that he's got to piss off Wally in the process. Did I call him Wally? Pauly. His name should be Wally, though. That would kind of take the edge off the character. But you don't meet any Italian guys named Wally. You don't certainly meet any mafia guys. And here he is, Wally. Badass. Wally the Ant Spilatro. 1-800-449-8686. And this is Mavis. Hi, Mavis. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi, Mr. Henry. How are you doing?
Good.
I wanted to say that I have loved, I had never enjoyed Italian people before. I had always thought they were wrong people. You know, they are violent, and they will beat you up, and all that Italian nonsense. And I would never call them WAP, and I had never said you're greasy guinea or any of that nonsense, but I had never wanted them around.
You were afraid of Italians.
That is right. But now, I don't mind if they'll move in next door to me. I never wanted one next door. But now I would say that Italian move in next door to me is fine.
So any Italian that wants to move into South Central L.A.?
They're more than welcome.
Okay, that's great. 1-800-449. So there you go. That's a great offer. 1-800-449-8686. And let's go to Gene on the Phil Henry Show. Gene?
Well, I was expecting after the big buildup, listening to all your talk comments before the last show, that there would be a big traumatic ending. There wasn't, but I was really sucked into a lot of the subtlety of the last show. For example, the scene, the chess scene. At first I thought, what's this all about? You know, and afterwards I was thinking, well...
The chess scene?
Yeah,
oh,
the
yeah.
chess, when he go, when, okay...
When Jackie Jr.
Jackie
was in
Jr.
When it was in the Boonton Project.
Exactly.
Playing
and,
chess with the little girl.
With the little girl who was the chess genius.
Yes.
And her dad who looks like a stone gangster and then turns out to be this sort of chess master.
Yeah, the girl's great.
And he can't, and she's teaching it to him, and he pushes this whole chess set over, and the guy said, you know, you should have played that game through.
Yeah.
And he turns, and that was such a sweet smile. He
when she smiled,
end.
He smiled, the two of them smiled at each other, yeah.
And that was, and he left, and I thought, well, what was that all about? And afterwards, it was like a comment about the end of his life.
Well, that's the whole genius of that show, you know. They'll throw those really subtle, real character things in there, and if you get them, that's great. Most people, I think, that react to this program negatively are coming from a traditional network dramatic standpoint. You
this
know,
is more like theater or literature.
It's more like a really well-made movie, you know, a well-written movie in a lot of ways.
Exactly. And I have a question to throw
sure.
out there. Do you think, see, I haven't seen all of the whole history of this, but do you think that why did he throw that story on the table in the first place to those kids? He knew, it was like he
I think
was
he wanted him to
on.
Yeah, I think he wanted them to try it.
And then, you know, does he have something against Jackie Jr.?
I don't think that he. I don't think he has anything against Jackie Jr. I think Ralph is a psychopath, so he doesn't have a conscience about anybody. Anything that'll get him up, anything that will get that'll move him up higher in the ranks, mm-hmm. anything that will command respect.
So that gave him a command decision to do, and he was able to make his command decision.
You mean when he had Jackie Jr. killed?
Mm-hmm.
I think that Tony basically said to him, without saying to him, "You better do this, and you better do it fast."
But it was also his sort of pseudo stepson. Maybe he didn't like to have the kid around anyway, and he was getting to be a pain in the neck.
Could be, but I know one thing: that guy doesn't care about anybody or anything. He proved that when he beat that stripper to death. He's a psychopath. He has no conscience, and he's going to, you know, he and Tony are headed for a major showdown. Major.
They're going to make us wait a whole year.
Yes, they're going to make us wait because they're assuming that we have lives. And what a wrong assumption that is.
Well, then I think all we right. can switch over to 6 feet under.
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
Goodbye. So it's nice to hear from that lady from the retirement home. Okay, 1-800 I'm kidding. 1-800-449-8686. Yeah, that's they're making us wait till April because they assume that we have other things to do. What made them think that? All we do is sit and watch TV. I noticed the call volume way down from Friday when we talked about this. Way down. Almost non-existent. I have one call holding. You want to know why? Because there's only so much of the Soprano crap people can take. See, this is my life. I'm obsessed with garbage like this. See, one of the things I'm obsessed with is like a really well-done TV show. And that means it's got to be on cable because they don't edit out the language. And so it's as close to real life as it can get. That's why I like cable. That's why I like the pay-per-view channels. That's why I like pay channels. That's why I don't watch no network TV. That's why I don't know why anybody does. Why do you want to watch ER when you can watch Sopranos? Why? What? I don't get it. So, you know, and like that. I got to go? You mean it's time to break? 1-800-449-8686. We'll be back, hopefully, with a phone call. It's the Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
R.C. Collins is back. You wanted to make a comment, R.C.?
Yeah, I think you guys are missing the boat on the whole Ralphie thing. I don't think Ralphie meant to kill Jackie Jr. I think that was all a byproduct of him, you know, wanting the kid to move up.
So he really wanted the kid to move up, and he wanted the kid to rob a card game?
No, I don't think he wanted him to rob a card game. He gave the example, and then Jackie, like an idiot, robbed his stepdad's card game.
So what are you talking about, man? He comes down, he sits down there.
I'm telling you that Ralphie...
No, I know who you're talking about. Ralphie sits down, tells these guys a story about Tony and Jackie Aprile and Silvio and those guys robbing this card game for no reason?
Well, no, I didn't say for no reason. He did it to help them.
Yeah, but it just so happens that he's like, oh, well, I wasn't there. Remember that? He said I wasn't there and I could have been there, but I blew it. You're saying that he just was saying it just with no thought whatsoever of those guys robbing his game.
That's what I think. On account of if he would have known, how come the... Tony's got to talk him into killing the kid.
I don't think Tony's got to talk him into killing... Oh, never mind. Okay, bug off.
Well, I got more to say.
1-800-449-8686. Screw you, kid. Here is John on the Phil Henry Show. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, sir. Hi.
Oh, hi. So I didn't hear you say my name, so I didn't know if it was me or not.
I actually said Melvin. Is that you?
No, actually, this is
Who's
John.
Who's this? John?
Yes.
Ah, that's good enough. Go ahead.
Hey, how are you? This
good.
Is like the third time I've talked to you, and it's been a pleasure every time.
Oh, really?
Yes. Any time you open the lines up.
You're almost chronic.
Well, that's how I listen to your show. So.
You're very nice. Thanks.
Thank you. I had a couple things I wanted to say about the Sopranos. I want to see if you agree with me or not. I think this season peaked with the episode with the Russian. And I think they I don't know what order these shows are written in, but I think they should have saved that one as the because it left so much open. It's like the Russian got away. He didn't know what happened, what would happen with Paulie and Tony. And I was really disappointed with last night.
Well, I mean, you know, what did you say? No, I'm kidding. Yeah, there was a lot of stuff happening. The Russian thing would have been really cool. You're absolutely right about that, because that was violent and that was big, and Paulie's life is hanging in the lurch, and is Christopher going to stay loyal to Paulie
yeah.
and tell Tony what happened? And the only problem is, you know, they had two more weeks to go. What's the order they write them in? They actually write the last show first.
You think?
And then I'm just kidding. I can't imagine that they do that. I don't know, other than that last caller said they ended it with a funeral, and they began the season with a funeral. And so
yeah,
maybe that's sort of this, you know, that the totality of life, the arc of, just like Christopher said in that one episode, where's my arc, Paulie? Where's my arc? And Paulie says to him, hey, kid, there's no arc. It's just us. We're just here. There's no arc, you know.
I also love the one thing I want to see happen either next season or when I don't know how long this show is going to run. I know James Gandolfini doesn't want to continue.
I heard
with.
David Chase say one more year, four seasons.
That's what I wish. Like Furio is my favorite character out of that entire show.
The Zip.
He's like on it for 10 seconds.
Yeah, he's your favorite out of all of them.
Yeah.
What do you like about that guy? The big nose, the Zip. You like him, huh?
You know what's funny? I'm like a Star Wars nerd too, and like.
He reminds you of Jar Jar Binks?
No. What? Like Boba Fett. He was like the coolest character out of those Star Wars movies.
And then there was only five. Well, now you're losing me, pal. You're light years ahead of me on that one. All right. Well, thanks. I know the producers. I'll have them do something with Boba.
Yeah, they got
it. So you want Boba Fett in the Sopranos? That's weird, but I'll try
cool.
and get it done. All right. Yeah,
I love Furio.
Okay, buddy. Bye. 1-800-449-8686. As soon as we start getting into Star Trek, we've got to move on, because then Craig's eyes start lighting up. Here's Susan on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Susan.
Hi. How are you? And I
can't complain.
Good deal. I think you are absolutely a hoot.
Pile. Thank you.
You just crack me every night. And that's
I'm glad
difficult.
I'm cracking you. Great.
Yeah. It's very difficult. I had an opinion as far as the season finale. The whole season itself just truly disappointed me. I am a Sopranos fanatic. I mean, my screensaver on my computer is Tony.
The whole season? How could the whole season disappoint you?
The whole season just disappointed me. I was
not from first episode to the last, it all sucked.
To the last. You know, the only thing that I really liked was when Carmella stood up for herself and
that was great.
Yeah, this is what I need.
Well, that's cool.
And got the money. I like that. I like that part. But the rest of it, I can't stand Ralphie, but as your screener said, nobody's supposed to like Ralphie, and so yeah, that's good.
But let me ask you, did you like more of the family small F stuff or the family large F stuff? Meaning, did you like more of the Mafia stuff, or did you like more of the AJ, Meadow, and Carmella stuff?
You know, my last name is Italian, and I'm from Brooklyn.
But you're actually Irish.
But my family is,
Okay.
But my family is from Brooklyn, and I like both sides of it because both sides of it was very real. And it was interesting when she would tell him not to forget sausage. You know, he's going out to order a hit.
Well, see, you like the sausage and you liked Carmella standing up for herself. So
I really liked her standing up for herself.
Okay,
that girl Gloria is a nut. I can't wait to see what happens with her next year.
She'll die.
Yeah.
Okay, kid. Well, thanks, Susan.
Okay.
I got to move.
Hey.
Thanks. Okay, bye. Get out of here. 1-800-449-8686. The whole season sucked. Well, what's wrong with it? Give me some specifics. That way we can work at improving this so that next year won't be such a blinding, bitter disappointment. Which, by the way, I liked it. I can't remember the whole season. I know that there were some episodes I didn't like and some that I did and some that were cool, and I didn't see all of them because I can't, you know, make a date every Sunday night to be there. I try to watch them all. I know I saw I saw all but probably two. Well, where are we here with people? So people were really, most of the people didn't dig the show last night. It's blowing me away. Glenn, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, Phil. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, every time I travel cross country, it's always good to turn you on. I always enjoy hearing you.
Thanks.
And, yeah, I really do enjoy it. I'm amazed as I'm listening to talk radio, which is my best friend on the road, how many people are actually talking about this show.
Yeah.
And I thought I was the biggest fan.
Yeah.
And it's amazing across country how it really has drawn people in.
There's nothing else to talk about today, too, Glenn.
That's true.
The whole world is.
I understand on a Monday. Other than that, but hey, the nice weather they have in Missouri. But
oh yeah, everybody's talking about that too. What? Go ahead. So, what'd you think?
Hey, you know what? I love it, and I tell you, being a person of Italian descent, I'm glad that it's not just. And I think you guys touched on a little bit with the last call. There is a family story involved there that reminds me. I grew up in Cicero, Illinois, outside of Chicago, in an Italian family. And so, for us, it is the accuracy that it portrays of an Italian family, in kind of the old-fashioned, old sense of the word, top of having the fun kind of doing the mafia thing involved with it as well. But it didn't stereotype us in the sense that it's just dealing with the mafia side. I enjoy that family interaction and the accuracy of it. And I think you also mentioned something, Phil, before the break that I really thought was profound that I haven't heard many people bring up is that not the language and the interaction that goes on. You know, we might agree with all those cuss words involved, but I think it brings something to it and it being realistic when you don't find that on network.
Yeah, it's like having a war movie where you're not allowed to have, profanity, slang, whatever, obscenities serve to tell a story from a very real emotional point of view sometimes. They're the exclamation point that you need. And it's like having a Vietnam movie where you can't say the F word. What guys are over there involved in life and death struggle that isn't going to let out with some kind of a frank expression like that?
I completely agree with you, and that's why I think looking at cable TV, particularly let's talk about HBO.
I'd like to hear more of it on Sesame Street. I just like, well, you filthy, you know. Going ahead. Okay, listen, brother, I gotta go. Thanks for calling, though.
Appreciate it.
All right, man. Bye bye. Just, it's another one of those areas of life where I'm left far behind. People say, did you see ER? Did you see the compelling drama? Look, man, we live in a day and age now where we have every kind of frank expression artistically on the wide screen and ever increasingly more on the small screen. And I ain't even talking about you people that modern film and television was not made for. You guys who are offended by content, bug off. Don't try to get me to watch what you want me to watch. You watch what you want to watch. And if you don't like television, get out of my life. Get out of my face. Keep your hand off of my TV shows that I love. Already, The Sopranos, they got these Italians that don't want the show on the air. Why is that? Because it negatively portrays Italians. Did you ever stop to think that maybe the mafia itself negatively portrays Italians? Did you ever want to go after them? Sopranos, these are artists. These are writers and actors creating a reality based upon something that's going on in our country right now. But no, what we're going to do is we're going to take Sopranos off the air, but we'll let the mafia just keep right on going. Is that what you want to do? And the fact is, I like the realism of that show. The violence associated with the death of that stripper, it was horrible. It didn't make me want to run out and beat up a stripper, by the way. I just want all of you to know that. What it made me feel was revulsion and sorrow for her, and gave me a some kind of a glimpse into a sociopathic nature, which is what sociopaths do. They murder, they maim, they kill because they have no conscience. They were literally born without a conscience. I'm serious. If there were, if I'm using the word birth defect, it's not an extreme phrase. It's absolutely what a sociopath suffers from, a birth defect. No conscience. And the only way they can feel is to, this is this Ralphie guy. But why the hell do I want to flip on ER or Homicide, Life on the Street, when I can get reality or as close to a real expression of life with a show like The Sopranos, or if you will, Sex and the City, or any of these other programs that are frankly brilliant that are coming out of HBO? Why do I want to mess around with NBC, CBS, and ABC and that watered-down stuff they give me? And my kids sit and they howl. They howl with laughter when they hear, as they heard, for instance, on that 70s show last week, when the guy parroting a line from Gone with the Wind, she said, "What am I going to do?" And he says, "Frankly, my dear, I don't give a rat's ass." And the kids just laughed because they'd never heard such an extreme expression. But, yeah, they're kids. Me, I was like, it was boring. It was boring. It's broad. It's sketchy. It's big, fat, wide, big paintbrush comedy. That ain't funny, man. It ain't funny. I don't care. You may think it's a riot. You may love it. You may tape it. Like Mike and Craig, they tape Friends. They watch it. I know all you love Friends, don't you? Yeah, I know. You like it. I think it sucks. What do you think of that? You all watched Friends, didn't you? You all saw the season finale. You all love the hell out of it, don't you? Good. Glad. I'm glad. Have fun. I didn't watch it. It blows. I was working out on the life cycle. I sit down, I watch Sopranos. Does that make me a member of the mafia? Make me a badass? No, I just like my entertainment on television. I don't want it to waste my bloody time. Don't waste my time. Friends, sucks ass. What do you think of that? Go ahead. Tune me out now because I'm not with it, man. I'm not down with your cultural agenda, okay? It blows. I don't like any of those characters. I think they're all dumbasses, and their writing sucks. How about that? And also, if they would have cast me on that show, of course, it would have been better. But I'm not bitter. Okay, 1-800... They didn't audition me, Craig. 1-800-449-8686. It's a fine show. I was just kidding about all of that stuff. Phil Henry Show. No, I'm not.
One 800 449 8686. And now more on the Phil Hendry Show.
Talking about The Sopranos, truly one of the great television shows in the history of the medium. Here's Guy on the Phil Hendry Show. Guy.
Hey, Phil.
Hi.
Okay. The first thing that I want to say is that your show's great.
Thanks, man.
But also, if you like, do you like that actor that plays Ralphie? His name is Joe Pantoliano
Joe Pantoliano.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You like him?
No, I think he's an asshole. No, yes, I like him. Yeah, he's a great
actor.
He's
in a really
actor.
Good movie that you should try to catch. I know it's in L.A. It's called Memento.
Really?
If you dig that kind of like art that's different and it's funny and cool and it'll keep you.
Well, he was the first time I saw him was in Midnight Run. with Robert De Niro. He was also in Matrix. He was also in The Fugitive. He played Tommy Lee Jones' sidekick. He's a great actor. Yeah,
he really is, and he was perfect in this. He was the second lead.
Oh my God!
And,
okay.
And he was
Memento.
Great.
Okay.
And it was it's a really different sort of noir film. It was a little bit. It was only funny in parts. A pretty serious guys movie.
Noir. How do you spell
it? Probably
that?
Not going to want to take your wife. But
NYAR.
N-O-I-R.
I know.
Okay.
Okay. Go ahead.
And as far as The Sopranos goes, this was a great season. I thought it was subtle, and it was and every episode was interesting in and of itself. The Russian episode was, of course, I think the classic one of the whole year. But I think
beautiful.
The last one was great too.
Yeah, the one before that with the one after that with Gloria. You're talking about.
Yeah,
right?
I thought that was great too. I mean, in and of themselves, each episode had its own.
Yeah, look at all the stuff. I mean, it's Gloria. There's a whole Fatal Attraction weirdness. He's got that stuff going on with the bug and Meadow taking the lamp and the whole FBI aspect. Now they got this new character. This FBI agent is befriending Andrea, and who knows what's going to happen? Tony blew off Christopher.
Exactly. They're ratcheting up the anxiety. With respect to Tony in every aspect of his life, just a little bit more, a little bit more.
And did you come away from the show last night thinking, as I thought, how much more of this crap can he take?
Exactly. It's just like it just keeps building one little thing at a time. And I think it's going to come down to basically he's either going to have to pick his mob life or his family.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be the ultimate issue.
And I think, like I said last week, if they had any guts, they'd have Tony get whacked.
I think that'd be cool. I mean, since he became a racist, since I found out he was a racist, I don't care about him much anyway, to tell you the truth.
Well, but he's got a point about the black people dating your daughter.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. All right, Guy, thank you.
All right, later.
Bye. What did he call that kid, that black kid that Meadow was dating? He says, Uncle Ben. I'm sure he faints. He has an anxiety attack. He finds out his daughter is dating a black guy, so he has an anxiety attack when he sees a box of Uncle Ben's converted rice. He fell on the floor. That's really a cultural reality. That whole, look, I got a lot of black friends, and they don't want my kid dating their daughters either. But so you see, I'm not really a racist. This is just how it is, you know. Now, one other thing about this TV network thing, and now that we have plenty of calls to go to, I don't want to go to any of them because I want to say this. The idea that Sopranos would have been ruined on a over-the-air network, NBC, CBS, ABC, or Fox, is so true. We all know, if you don't know, it's a fact that Fox passed on this show. They all passed on it, but wasn't Fox the primary one? And I would just like to say on behalf of everybody who is a fan of the show, thank you. Thank God all of those networks passed because they would have turned it into a joke. And I'm saying this knowing that I have an audition for a Fox show on Wednesday. So now they're going to go, oh, you're the asshole that was saying that we were. Oh, sure, we'll hire you. Of course we will, Phil. Why not? Why wouldn't we want to hire a guy that just bagged on us? I'm not saying, I don't want to say, just saying that you guys do certain things well. And when we find out what they are, well, no, Malcolm in the Middle, it's all great. Anyway, thank God they didn't put this show on their networks, any of those, because they would have watered the thing down. It would have come across. I don't know. It would have been another show I wouldn't have watched. 1-800-449-8686 is the number here. We're going to be back with more bullcrap. Don't forget, the number one rated Phil Henry Show Best of the Year 2000 CD or LP available at 877-616-7445.